Oh, hi. This is Zeke. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning from wherever you're watching this. I am here to talk about monitoring. Yay! I know that's everyone's favorite topic, and especially for the system admins out there. I'm sure they would agree with me, right? I would kind of like to share some ways you can improve the current monitoring solutions and make them smarter for your workplace or any environment you're in using only open source based software. So perhaps I should start off by introducing myself a little bit. I am called Joseph Zixoka in full, but most people know me by Zik, that's Zik or Zik. I'm a Linux engineer and CEO at Jambula Labs. I'm also the founder of the company. I've done quite a bit there, really everything. Been a technician, been a sales guy, been pretty much everything, as most of you can relate to. Never really a dull moment. But we really specialize really in open source based software products. From a very, very early time. And I'm talking around 2015 when Jambula was established. But personally, I really started using Linux around 2003. I stepped into OpenSUSE around 2005 when I started teaching a group of students Linux, or how to use Linux for the very first time. It was very, very exciting those days, because one, Linux was really unknown to so many, but also it wasn't really the thing it is now. Most companies had never heard about it, and so selling it was a really, really a tough thing. So we, many of us, and I included, decided really to take on an advocacy role. And so most times we would refer to ourselves as open source or Linux evangelists. But lately I'm really into the smart home, and especially like embedded systems that do monitor different things within the home, whether it is your security, whether it is your energy usage, whether it is the things that make life a little bit easier at home. So I've been building quite a number of those OS type images. There's a very nice project that I'll share my GitHub account a little bit later on, but you can check out that project to see what I've been doing and what I'm up to lately. So it's really been a Linux and open source in general for me. I've done a bit of distro hopping. But really love OpenSUSE a lot. I wanted to begin basically by really asking the obvious, I mean, why is monitoring important, right? It seems like it's a dumb question to ask, but when you think about the many things that right now need to be monitored, and the type of infrastructure that you're looking at, it's very, very, very difficult to understate the importance of monitoring this day and age. Just think about how many times you've been pulled out of maybe a family event. Maybe you're just resting at home or you're on vacation, and you have to either run back into the office or run back on the site to try and fix something that has gone wrong. Not really a fun proposition for most people. I know I don't love it at all. The goal of monitoring is try and avoid interruptions, downtimes that are caused by failures. You also want to be up to date with the different security situations that are happening within your systems. So you really want to be watching out for malicious and nefarious activity or any intrusions within your systems. Dear to me is being able to monitor your internet availability and bandwidth. In this part of Africa, we're a bit struggling a bit with internet, not only in terms of it being flaky, but really the cost is really high. So just to get a 20 Mbps connection at only 50 euros per month is quite a bit for a lot. So you want to really be monitoring that, and then also of course getting advance warnings of any events that might occur. But really, I personally never liked being at a site, especially when there was sort of quote unquote a fire, you know, because you never know what to expect. As this little comic that I've put together kind of shows, the idea is that you really want to be sure that what you're going to fix has already been something you saw coming. And so I'm sure most of you are getting the joke. The idea is you don't want to be going on a site to fix something that doesn't exist, like a stuck key on a keyboard. Someone thinking there is a problem with that machine. So let's look at the different places where monitoring is really critical. I would argue everywhere, like I mentioned in the beginning, lots of infrastructure that requires monitoring. But initially, we tended to focus on servers, so your typical mail servers, the DNS servers, the databases, the file, LDAP, SSH, and etc. Then of course you have your online web services and APIs that you want to be monitoring, especially for critical operations, for example, the bank or in the medical sector or health sector. You also want to be checking up on your backup and storage devices or processes, so that whatever you're backing up is something that is restorable. For sysadmins, you really want to be monitoring your PC desktops, laptops, printers, switches, routers, and firewalls, and any kind of device using SNMP. But the most recent addition is that of edge computing and Internet of Things. Yeah, I know that word kind of yuck, but the idea is that you have so many of these SoC embedded devices in very hard to reach places. Some of them are attached to lamp poles out in the field. Some of them will do things like monitoring air quality. Some of them might do like security cameras, So all these have to really be monitored, whether it is for a company, whether it is for an organization, whether it is for a city, a municipality, wherever. But the bigger one are data centers that do require constant monitoring. That's an obvious use case there. So traditionally, we've tended to use very, very simple techniques. You know, of course, you have the good old phone call from the funding client, basically telling you, okay, I cannot connect to the database. But usually those calls are not calls you and I love to get. So again, it seems like the easiest and the first thing a client would do. Of course, you also have system logs that you can look at when a system fails. In the Linux world, you're talking these days systemd, but those days you're looking at syslog, you're looking at the message, and all types of logs from different applications on the system. Email, so email being the form of notification. Pagers, believe it or not, some of these are still being used. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on, but dashboards, and I'm not talking about your dashboards the way you're thinking, more like digital LED displays, and of course, and in some cases, audible alarms. So those are some of the ways traditionally we've kind of looked at, monitoring notifications and how to get to know what is happening on the network or on a server or some type of device. But here is the problem, and why we really need smart monitoring. So there's nothing really wrong with those traditional systems. Or methods, they do work in some situations, but a new approach is really needed. And here is why. For example, take a look at phone calls. One, they're stressful for everybody. You don't really get any useful details or information on how to troubleshoot. Most times, you're really shooting in the dark. Again, take email too. I would really call it the new snail mail, right? Not really actionable, and sometimes you don't even know if someone has received it or not. Plus also the insecurity of it, So again, that's a problem. Logs, even if you have passing techniques that have become a bit more better, if you look at systemd, you can really query in very smart ways. But traditionally, a lot of these parsers would have a hard time going through all these logs to see what is happening. And just generally, there's not so much intelligence in that whole process. What can I say about pagers? Pagers are just simply, simply really not that helpful. They are one-way devices. Very hard to get these days. I don't, you know, I don't, I, you know, I don't know if you know of anybody closer to you using them. So they are really more now in smaller or niche industries, specifically like health. So really, we need a smart monitoring type of setup is needed, right? So what constitutes that? Number one is really it has to be real time, right? You have to be monitoring continuously. It should be able to integrate with existing monitoring software. It should integrate with existing incident management platforms. And it should really find the operator or the admin or the person who is being notified anywhere at any time, right? So really what I would call portable, it should really be portable. Number two, it should really be self-healing. In some cases, not every case, because you know, so a simple reboot, you really don't need to be running to a site to worry about that. A simple DB database table repair that you can do automatically. The number three, it should really be scalable and flexible. So the ability to add devices as you expand, right? Making it suitable for your site needs, for whatever you want to use it. Creating dashboards that are suitable just for your environment. That's what a smart monitoring system would really bring. But also most important, and the one I like most, because it's really my area these days, is really being able to take advantage of smart devices that are now available, especially like for the home. Most of the traditional setups really, you having to link them up with the smart devices currently on the market is a bit of a challenge. So above all, it should really be cost effective. So in a nutshell, really, that's what, if you look at the slide, that's really what we're looking at, is you have as the nerve center, the monitoring software engine, and we'll see examples of this shortly. And then of course you would have automated notifications and alerting, visualizations of that can come in the form of dashboards, smarter log management tools, and then also being able to integrate it with ticketing software like OSTK, OTRS, Request Tracker, and the like. So if you look at this, really pretty much what it can all be one system. It can be several, broken up into several systems. It's really your choice, and depending on what type of platform you need. When you look at what we have right now, pretty advanced and compared to where we were. So a lot of these are doing all this in one form or the other. So my favorite is iSinger, which used to be a fork of Nagios. You have Cacti, you have Zabbix, you have NetData, and all the others that most of which you guys already know. But I really love iSinger. Hope I'm pronouncing it right for my German friends. Why? Because it's you can create your own plugins with it, and many new of the recent features are really, really interesting. You have iSinger Director, Cube Certificate Monitoring, Business Process Monitoring, and so many other new features with the latest releases. The iSinger Web integrates very well with ticketing software, so if you really need to do effective incident management. So I would recommend, if you're really wanting to know more about iSinger and what is new as of recent, I would say check out a video that was done at the Open Source Monitoring Conference in 2023. It's titled "The Current State of iSinger" by Ban Hag. So I'm sure you can find it easily on YouTube. On the other end, it's one thing having the monitoring software engine, but you also need the alerts. How can they be smarter? Well, For them to be smarter, we want to for the notifications to reach you anywhere, wherever you are, anywhere, right? These days we're constantly on the move, so the device that everyone is carrying is really the phone, right? So let's use that for alerts. So number one is chat messaging, right? So here you have a ton of messaging. So you have Signal, you have Matrix and others, WhatsApp, Telegram. But I'm gonna focus mainly on the open source ones, that's specifically Signal. I love Signal a lot. And then of course you have XMPP, which has been around for a long time. Just never took off, but it's really been around. But you can really extend it in very cool ways. I tend to spend more time on Signal, so for me it is the easiest to reach me on. But I like it because one, it is open source, it is secure, and then of course I like what they are doing, standing up for the good guys, chat control, that whole not shying away from public policy is something that I really appreciate from any software provider or project. One of the things that that has really taken off a lot, of course, is the home, right? The smart home. You have all these speakers, you have all these nice gadgets that you can use. So you can extend notifications to in very, very cool and interesting ways. So of course I mentioned XMPP, Jabber. So you can use a server like Posidy or a Jabber. You could also use MQTT to send just quick messages. In case of alerts, you can use Lighting. So do interesting things with Lighting. For example, the one that is mostly quoted is, let's say, you say, okay, tell me when the air quality is not great. So let the light turn red in the living room. That's monitoring. Maybe not in the industrial kind of scale, but it is nice to have that. And again, I'm thinking here, Home Assistant, Home Assistant, Home Assistant. I love that what those guys are really doing. So it's really the ability to take monitoring to a whole new level, and that's really thanks to the power of open source, which allows you to really do extra stuff with what is available. Customize, extend, stretch, whatever you want to do in terms of monitoring something that is maybe even obscure that might not be used by everyone. So we'll start to prepare for a demo here shortly, and, but I want to focus mainly on using specifically like an existing platform, that is iSinger, and then also for alerting, I will use my favorite, which is Signal, just to show you what is really, really possible in the open source world of monitoring these days. So I just want to switch over right now to my demos, and I have a VM running, and it is with the latest open source Leap version. By the way, thank you so much to all the developers and all the contributors who made this release possible. Really, really, really a fine one. So I really like installing it. Was a breeze. Everything is set up nicely. We didn't run into so many issues. So basically, let me connect to the VM. So once we have we are connected, one of the things that I want to do is we want to install we want to install Isinga first. Now I've gone ahead and done it. The whole idea of having something baked before for the demo, but I've also made it a little bit easier in the links that you were seeing a little bit earlier. And again, it's just simply my GitHub page. You'll find all these scripts there. I've made it easier for you to install both Isinga and Signal CLI, which is what we're going to use for the notifications. So for Isinga, we're just going to basically install, and again, I've already installed it here, so I am going to skip the install. But when you start it, it should give you something like this, telling you that it is installing, and it really do most of the dependencies for you, and of course initially setting up the repositories. Most of that are zipper commands, zipper install commands. So and then of course the Isinga routine, setup routines. When it's all said and done, you will receive a notice that will tell you to go to a to a URL to complete the setup for the Isinga web. So it will, the nice thing with this script, that again you can find at my GitHub page, is that it will actually give you all the credentials that you specify that you will use throughout the setup process. There's a bit of a step up, a bunch of steps that you will follow to try and complete the setup, but it's fairly easy once you have the right credentials. All the databases are set up for you, so you don't have to worry about that. Just inputting that data. So once you're done with the setup of Isinga web, then it's time to basically log into the web interface and using the just URL that will be provided to you after the setup and logging in. So you should see something similar to this. So you would input your username and then your password. Simple, right? Once you log in, you should be able to see basically what the dashboard looks like. So I like the way it's visually done to really be appealing to the eye. So reds are usually like critical alerts, and then orange or yellow, depending on how you see, are usually for warnings. And so it's really done quite nicely, able to give you details. So right now you could have an alert that shows that we're basically having disk issues, and that's what it would look like. And then the actual signal message that would go out, by the way, this is how it would look on the overview, tactical overview. The actual signal message would look something like this. So I ran into some issues with the demo, but it's fairly simple to get started. There's a lot of material online. Do ask me, feel free to send me a message, and I'll be glad to answer. Basically, like the the future really for monitoring is really artificial intelligence, what you would say AI, right? And it seems like a perfect match, right? AI, ML algorithms to basically detect anomalies, predict failures, and provide that proactive recommendation based on historical data. So the future looks good for monitoring. If you need to reach me, how I can be reached really on all these channels, but feel free to scan that code. Most times at on Mastodon, so do follow me while you're there. But all the other socials, you will find me, as you can see. I just want to thank you for watching this presentation, listening to me. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference and safe trip back home. Thank you.